Venezuela's economy is in a severe recession, which means it's hard to get even the basics there, like food and medicine. That and the political turmoil in the country have pushed many Venezuelans to pick up and leave if they can afford to. Critics accuse the socialist government of President Nicolas Maduro of mismanaging the economy. Exhibit A, the collapse of what was once the government's cash cow, the state-owned oil giant known as PDVSA. And it's a baffling collapse in many ways because Venezuela has the largest proven oil reserves in the world. Yeah, even larger than Saudi Arabia's. So where's all that oil money going and why is output down? Francisco Manaldi is a Venezuelan oil expert at Rice University in Houston. He says the country's oil industry has been shrinking for a long time due to a number of factors.
The first one was a massive political conflict that led to an oil strike in 2003 in which President Chavez fired the majority of the top management and the engineers. Then he partly nationalized the private companies that operated in the country and also started extracting most of the resources from the oil company that were used to invest in order to finance his social programs and other, you know, international programs that he had. And eventually, when the price of oil collapsed in 2014, these factors combined to a dramatic collapse in the last few years of up to almost a million barrels decline in just 4 years.
I would also guess that the Venezuelan government is just not investing that much in the oil industry because they don't have the money. Therefore, the oil industry isn't getting maintained.
Yes, I mean, this is an ongoing problem. It started even before the collapse in the price of oil, but now it's really dramatic. Venezuela needs to invest about $8 billion just to keep production at the level at around, you know, the 2 million barrels that it was a few months ago. And they are investing probably half of that or less. And that, of course, is creating all sorts of problems. Of course, the decline in production, but also shortages of gasoline domestically because of lack of investment in the refinery, accidents, a lot of environmental issues. You know, the Venezuelan oil industry is an environmental mess of massive proportions.
What would happen to Venezuela if the global price of oil were to start spiking suddenly? Would they be okay?
Well, in the short run, it will be very difficult to get back production up because, you know, the Venezuelan national oil company owes money to every single service company. It has a lot of difficulties in managing the basic maintenance of their facilities. And they have committed a lot of their existing production to repay loans from China and Russia. In addition to that, basically gasoline and all oil refined products are almost free inside Venezuela. So all these factors make it relatively hard for them to benefit from an increase in the price of oil. However, if the increase is significant, of course, it will help them with their cash flow and to solve some of their problems in the short term.
So many disadvantages and challenges. What is your prescription for Venezuela getting out of this mess?
Well, it requires a comprehensive reform of the economy because basically, you know, we have currently exchange rate controls. The Venezuelan is in default and is not paying the external debt, including, you know, PDVSA, the national company. So you need to do a macroeconomic reform. But as part of that reform, the Venezuelan oil industry has to be opened up to foreign investment. It is already open, but in a way that it's credible with institutions that make it clear to investors that they will be able to recover their investments and they will be get paid. And also, of course, the national company has to be depoliticized, has to be professionalized again, and has to be left with enough money to invest. But of course, because today that competes with putting money into imports, it's very hard. And that's why it's really important, the component of foreign private investment to recover oil production.
How eager are foreign investors to get into a dysfunctional Venezuela right now?
Yeah, well, that's, of course, a difficult problem to tackle because of the lack of credibility and, of course, the crime rates and all the macroeconomic issues. But Venezuela has one of the most prolific endowments of oil in the world. It's very well located to supply some markets, including the U.S. market. And the heavy oil that Venezuela produces is needed in some of the refineries of the world. So there is some interest. I wouldn't say, it will be easy to get them back, but you know, even today, it's very important to notice that of the $1.8 million that Venezuela produces, about $1 million is producing joint ventures with foreign partners. Mm. So it's not the part that with foreign partners that has declined. It is the national oil company's own operated production that has dramatically collapsed.
Francisco Bonaldi at Rice University in Houston. Thank you very much.
Thanks.